Welcome to Support After Abortions podcast. My name is Nathan Masserian, and I'll be hosting a dedicated series called Men Healing from Trauma. In our culture, men are not validated who've experienced trauma through miscarriage, pregnancy loss, or even abortion. Through this series, you'll hear firsthand experiences. You'll also hear from clergy, clinicians, and experts in the field of healing to provide practical ways that both men and women can heal from the impact of abortion. Thank you for joining us today for Support After Abortion, Helping Men Heal Who've Been Impacted by Abortion. With me is Greg Hasek, an experienced clinician with over 25 years experience firsthand helping men and women through the impact of abortion. One of the things that Greg has spoken about in our previous episodes is that men deal with trauma in a very different way. But Greg, give us an introduction to some of the creative ways you've encountered a way to connect men with their trauma.
Yeah. So one of the things that we learn in graduate school and we learn to be a counselor, Nathan, is we often are told about talk therapy. Like, talk therapy is the way to go. Like, it's the what you're supposed to do. And so for years as therapists, we learn we're supposed to just talk to our clients. Well, what I found over the years in my experience, especially working with men and specializing how abortion affects men, is it's so limited in its ability to connect with a male with their emotions and connect with their losses or their trauma through just talking. Because what we have even talked about in previous podcasts is, number one, men don't grieve or connect the same way to a loss as a woman does. And sometimes the therapy sessions were kind of modeled around how women process and not really how men kind of process their own grief or trauma. So what I found is I had to come out of the box and actually start to try different ways to connect with men's trauma or men's emotions in creative ways. And what I found is because a man's trauma is stored in their brain, in their right side of the brain, those memories are in the same part of the brain that connect with music, that connect with creative arts, that connect with video. And so I thought, wow, why don't I start trying to use some of those means to connect with male trauma in a different way than words? Because see, what I was finding was words was left brain. So why do I continue to try to talk to a male who's experienced, say, trauma of an abortion in their past with just words? They would just kind of look at me with a stare.
And that's because the trauma is stored in their right brain, not their left brain.
Exactly. So I'm using left brain interaction through words that's not even connecting to that trauma in the other part of the brain. So guess what I did is about 15 years ago, I started adding, this was back when PowerPoint, you could develop your own slides, you know? I started doing PowerPoint presentations and I would time them and I would show pictures and then I would put a music in the background. And I started finding that men were connecting more with the visual and the music. Now, fast forward to, you know, 5 or 10 years ago when more of the internet, videos, YouTube, things like that, I started bringing more of that to the forefront with guys. And now what I do in counseling is I look for opportunities with men to bring some of the music and video into the session with these guys at the right time when I need to help them move to connecting with their emotions in a real way or connecting with that trauma.
So we're going to do something very unique. And Greg has invited us to watch one of these type of videos that he uses in his counseling. We're going to play it for you live here in this episode. And as soon as the video is over, we're going to do a live discussion. And Greg's going to give some examples about how this can be used in helping men work through trauma and those who are leading programs that help men deal with abortion in a new and creative way. So without further ado, we'd like you to watch this video.
Thank you. Happy birthday. So make a wish. Please accept my apologies. Wonder what would have been. Would you have been a little angel or an angel of sin? Tomboy running round, hanging with all the guys. Or a little tough boy with beautiful brown eyes. I paid for the murder before they determined the sex. Choosing all life over your life meant your death. And you never got a chance to even open your eyes. Sometimes I wonder as a fetus if you fought for your life. Would you have been a little genius in love with math? Would you have played in your school clothes and made me mad? Would you have been a little rapper like your Papa the Piper? Would you have made me quit smoking by finding one of my lighters? I wonder about your skin tone, the shape of your nose, and the way you would have laughed and talked fast or slow. Think about it every year, so I picked up a pen. Happy birthday, love you whoever you would have been. Happy birthday.
What I thought was a dream.
Make a wish.
Was as real as it seemed.
Happy birthday.
What I thought was a dream.
Make a wish.
Was as real as it seemed. I made a mistake.
I got a million excuses as to why you died. Other people got their own reasons for homicide. Who's to say it would've worked and who's to say it wouldn't have? I was young and struggling, but old enough to be a dad. Fear of being my father has never disappeared. Ponder it frequently while I'm sipping on my beer. My vision of a family was artificial and fake. So when it came time to create, I made a mistake. Now you got a little brother, maybe it's really you. Maybe you really forgave us knowing we was confused. Maybe every time that he smiles is you proudly, knowing that your father's doing the right thing now. I never tell a woman what to do with a body, but if she don't love children, then we can't party. Think about it every year, so I picked up a pen. Happy birthday, love you whoever you would've been. Happy birthday.
What I thought was a dream.
Make a wish.
Was as real as it seemed.
Happy birthday.
What I thought was a dream.
Yeah. Make a wish.
Was as real as it seemed. I made a mistake.
From the heavens to the womb, to the heavens again. From the ending to the ending, never got to begin. Maybe one day we could meet face to face in a place without time and space. Happy birthday. From the heavens to the womb, to the heavens again. From the ending to the ending, never got to begin. Maybe one day we could meet face to face in a place without time and space. Happy birthday.
What I thought was a dream.
Make a wish.
Was as real as it seemed.
Happy birthday.
Nathan, as we watched that video, I looked at, there was 8 million views on that video, 8 million. But our culture says that men don't hurt from abortion. There seems to be some confusion there. Why would 8 million people watch a video that was specifically about a man that lost a child due to an abortion decision in a rap video if men don't hurt from abortion? And that's our message that our culture gives us. Why is there so many men watch, or why is there so many people watching that video? That's my question I want to start with.
Yeah, I think from what I learned from you is that it's the evidence that men are hurting and they're taking their own time to go and search for answers, search for validation. You know, Support After Abortion, Greg, is doing its own consumer-based research. And what we're finding in our in the research that's being done, which is a cross-section of the U.S. Demographics, is that half of the respondents have shared their story with somebody. They're looking to relate, just like we saw in the video, that they had an abortion experience, that they lost the opportunity of being a dad.
Exactly. Yeah. And as we shared before we watched this video, is as you look at this video, Nathan, why it's so powerful is it shows little depictions of if this dad would have been doing things with his child, if his child could have grown up and be like his father, you know, playing on the playground, doing the things that a child does. And that's what's so powerful about the video. It goes exactly what we were talking about with how do men connect. And when I show this video in my counseling office and they watch those depictions of if those children would have been their child, what would have been like, is that's where they really connect with their emotions.
Yeah, I know for me, when I saw the parts of the examples of the hand-drawn cars to Father's Day, that's when I first started to feel the goosebumps, so to speak. Exactly. And those physical examples really stand out. Now, Greg, people who are watching this episode and have watched this video, it's probably safe to say that while they may have a good heart, they shouldn't just send this video to someone they know has had an abortion. And you're using this in a counseling session. So for those who might want to start to experiment with audio and visual connections, what are some things that you do in your practice that help men process or connect when they watch a video like this?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Nathan. First is when a client comes to me in counseling, I'm very methodical in terms of when is the appropriate time to begin to talk about a potential trauma from abortion. It's not that I just haphazardly show a video or, you know, haphazardly start to talk about a previous abortion trauma in a male's life. I walk through the process with them. Oftentimes, again, presenting problem might be an addiction. And it may be 6 months or 12 months before I even begin to touch on the abortion loss or the abortion trauma for a male. So it's very methodical. And then when I know that guy's ready to begin to address that trauma, and I know they're ready to begin to connect to those emotions, we don't want to just use these types of videos for people where they're not ready. Because what can happen, Nathan, is it can actually cause them to re-experience trauma, and then they walk away without resources or support. And now they're in a worse place. And then they go home by themselves. They just watch this reality in front of their eyes, which again, video is very powerful. It integrates right and left brain. Now their emotions are flooding over. This is for a male or a female. They're flooding with these emotions. If they don't have a support system, you've kind of done it disservice to them. You actually made them cause them maybe more pain. So we just need to be careful when we use these type of things.
We hope this is an encouragement to you and helps expand different ways to connect with men, both to connect the left and right brain together. Greg, thank you so much for being on this podcast. If you would like more resources or an opportunity to connect with us at Support After Abortion, please visit us on our website, supportafterabortion.com. You can reach out to us confidentially. We look forward to supporting you both in your healing journey and those who are leading healing programs. Thank you for participating in today's broadcast. If you or someone you know has been impacted by abortion, we are here to help, and you are not alone. Our trained staff will meet you with compassion and confidentiality simply by visiting us at supportafterabortion.com. There you'll find a confidential phone number and contact us, in which our staff are standing by, ready to help you and be of assistance.